testimony, the hearing dragged on anticlimactically for another week. On May 4th, some 3 weeks into the hearing, Kitty was called back to the witness chair. Chairman Gray and Dr. Evans pressed her again about when she had broken with the Communist Party. Kitty again said that after 1936, "I stopped having anything to do with the Communist Party." Their exchange then turned fairly testy. Chairman Gray, "Would it be fair to say that Dr. Oppenheimer's contributions in the years as late as possibly 1942 meant that he had not stopped having anything to do with the Communist Party? I don't insist that you answer that yes or no. You can answer that any way you wish." Kitty Oppenheimer, "I know that. Thank you. I don't think that the question is properly phrased." Chairman Gray, "Do you understand what I am trying to get at?" Kitty, "Yes, I do." Chairman Gray, "Why don't you answer it that way?" Kitty, "The reason I don't like the phrase, stopped having anything to do with the Communist Party, it is because I don't think Robert ever had anything to do with the Communist Party as such. I know he gave money for Spanish refugees. I know he gave it through the Communist Party." Chairman Gray, "When he gave money to Isaac Folkoff, for example, this was not necessarily for Spanish refugees, was it?" Kitty Oppenheimer, "I think so." Chairman Gray, "As late as 1942? Kitty Oppenheimer, "I don't think it was that late." When Gray reminded her that her husband had used that date, she responded, "Mr. Gray, Robert and I don't agree about everything. He sometimes remembers something different than the way I remember it." One of Oppenheimer's lawyers tried to enter the conversation at this point, but Gray insisted on pursuing his line of questioning. What he was trying to get at, he said, was, when did her husband's associations with communists cease? Kitty Oppenheimer, "I do not know, Mr. Gray. I know that we still have a friend of whom it has been said that he is a communist." She meant, of course, Chevalier. Startled by this casual admission, Rob interjected, "I beg your pardon?" But Gray forged ahead and asked again about the mechanics by which one becomes clearly disassociated from the Communist Party. Kitty answered quite sensibly, "I think that varies from person to person, Mr. Gray. Some people do the bump, like that, and even write an article about it. Other people do it quite slowly. I left the Communist Party. I did not leave my past, the friendships, just like that. Some continued for a while. I saw communists after I left the Communist Party." The questions kept coming. Dr. Evans asked her to define the difference between a communist and a fellow traveler. Kitty replied simply, "To me, a communist is a member of the Communist Party who does more or less precisely what he is told." When Rob asked her about their subscription to the People's World, Kitty quite plausibly explained that she doubted they had ever subscribed to the newspaper. "I did not subscribe to it," Kitty said. "Robert says he did. I sort of doubt it. The reason I have for that is that I know we in Ohio often sent the Daily Worker to people that we tried to get interested in the Communist Party without their having subscribed to it."